Good evening, everyone. Good evening to those who have joined us live over the internet. We're so delighted to have you with us. Welcome to Worldwide Prayer Meeting. Tonight, we're going to believe God for miracles in your life. Those of you who've texted in your prayer requests, those of you who emailed us your prayer requests, we thank you for doing so. And we thank you for the privilege of being able to stand together with you in prayer and to believe God for the miraculous. We've seen hundreds of answers of prayer, and tonight we're trusting that it will be no different in your lives. We'll be sharing some more testimonies later on, but we're going to begin with worship this evening, and so I want to invite those in the congregation to stand together. Let's all stand tonight, and we're going to worship the Lord. But before we do, let's pray. Father, tonight we thank you for, again, the privilege of prayer, Lord, the privilege of being able to come boldly to your throne of grace to obtain mercy and help in our time of need. We give you this night, and we ask that you would be glorified, and Lord, that you would help us to pray in faith, God, to the glory and honor of your name. Father, we give you this night, and we just thank you in advance for what you're going to do. We honor you, we exalt you, and we choose to worship you. Lord, we choose to worship you even before we see the answers. We choose to worship you before we even hear the prayer. Lord, even before we see the answers tonight, because we know who you are. You are faithful. You are able. You have already shown yourself strong on our behalf. And so we have a reason to praise you. We have a reason to trust you. We have a reason to exalt you. We have a reason tonight, God, to cast every care on you because we know you care for us. And so, God, we're going to be careful to give you the praise. Lord, singing the right song on the right side. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. We've seen some tremendous answers to prayer. I just want to read a few to you. You may be seated just for a moment. If you'd be seated just for a moment. Here's an anonymous praise report from New York. I submitted a request for W to be saved, and he got saved last week at the 6 p.m. service. Hallelujah. Thank you, TSC, for praying. Praise the Lord. Here's another one from New York. I prayed for several weeks that God would heal me. This is a healing. And I got normal test results. The answer that I have been waiting for. Thank you, Father, for your faithfulness. Praise him. Hallelujah. Here's Dilcia from Brooklyn, New York. My daughter has come back to God and is serving the Lord at TSC. I'm so blessed. Praise God. She's believing for our other daughter to come shortly. Here is Billy from Louisiana. Thank you at TSC for praying for our daughter. Prayers answered. Tumor from brain successfully removed. She is home doing well. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ, the healer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Billy, for sharing that with us. Here's Dorothy from Toms River, New Jersey. God came in the midnight hour. Sent angels to help us pay our tax bill to stay in our home. Hallelujah. Thanks. Thank you, Dorothy, for sharing that with us. Here's another praise report, anonymous from New York. I was so broke. I had no money even to buy food to eat for days, but God has miraculously provided. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. And here's Helena from New York who says, I had asked for prayer for my mom in Maryland who was diagnosed with colon cancer. Praise God, her surgery went well. She is well on her way to a full recovery. God's provision was amazing. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Helena, for sending in that praise report and encouraging everyone. Tonight we want to pray for those who are believing for the salvation of loved ones, the salvation of loved ones. Tonight, we hear a couple of prayer requests tonight. Here's someone who says, pray for my father to become a Christian, Isaiah from Woodside, New York. We're going to believe God with Isaiah for his father. Here's someone who sent in a text message. I asked weekly prayers for my mom who's paralyzed, can't speak, on a feeding tube due to stroke, has inoperable broken hip. Please pray for her salvation. We're going to believe God for that salvation tonight. Here's someone from Finland, an anonymous prayer request from Finland. Please pray for salvation, healing, and guidance for my brother and his wife, for God's will and a breakthrough regarding my own life. We're going to pray for that person in Finland. His Lucia from Helpa, Slovakia. Please pray for my brother, Peter K., to change his thinking towards Jesus and fills his heart with love of our God. Thank you for praying. Here's someone who is asking for prayer from Gatineau. I think it's Stanley from Gatineau, Canada. Please pray for our adult sons, Marco and Tony. We are an elderly couple, and we would love to see them repent, believe in Jesus, and serve him. Pray for them to respect us as well. We're going to pray for that breakthrough tonight in the name of Jesus. Here's Joanna from New York. Please pray for my daughter to accept you into her life and to stay sober, return to college, value her family, and contact us soon and come home. We're going to believe God with Joanna for her daughter tonight in the name of Jesus. Would you stand with us tonight? We know many here have unsaved loved ones. How many of you have unsaved loved ones tonight that you're believing for God to touch them, to work a miracle in their lives? I know there are probably some in the choir as well that have unsaved loved ones tonight. But we're going to be praying for those that have written in tonight, because we know as we pray for you, God's going to take care of us. He's going to take care of our families. He's going to take care of our loved ones. We're going to believe God for you tonight. In the name of Jesus, I'm reminded of how Job prayed for his friends, and the Lord said he restored his fortunes. God took care of Job's business as he began to pray for his friends. And so tonight we're going to pray for those of you who have written into us tonight. We're going to believe God for the salvation of your loved ones in the name of Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to believe God for miracles tonight. I'm going to ask Ilya, who's here, one of our young people who's on staff, one of our young adults who's on staff tonight, to pray in the name of Jesus. But I want those here in the house to lift your voices to God. I want you to lift your voices for those who have written in, and we're going to believe God for the salvation of loved ones. Begin to lift your voices all over this house tonight. Not one voice silent. Every voice counts in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to pray with the same intensity as if we're praying for our loved ones. Because we know God's going to work a miracle in Jesus' name. The devil can't have them. Pharaoh has to give them up. Hallelujah. He's got to give them up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, I ask that you would fill our mouths tonight, God. God, it's so hard to pray over and over for the same things, God, but I pray, Lord, that you would just put a fight in us, God. I pray, Jesus, that you cause us to persist in prayer, God. God, I've been guilty, Lord Jesus, of just forgetting, oh God, or neglecting my family members, oh God, but you've given them to me, oh God. God, you've put me in the family that you've put me in, God, for a purpose, Lord. And every single person here, oh God, has been given the family they've been given for a reason, God. God, you know why you have us where you have us, God. And I ask you, Lord, to draw us to our knees, oh God. Help us, oh God, not to neglect that place of prayer, oh God. God, help us, Lord Jesus, to come, oh God, into your presence, Lord, and to call them by name, oh God, and to trust you to change their lives, God. God, I want to lift up my cousins tonight, God. God, I want to lift up Lisa, oh God. I want to lift up Danielle and Michael, God, and Gordon and Jeffrey, God. These young people, oh God, living their lives for themselves, God. I ask, oh God, that you would save them, God. I ask, God, that the seeds that you planted in them when they were young of the gospel, Lord, God, that you would help me to water them, oh God. You would send someone else in their lives to water them, God. God, I pray that the hypocrisy that they may have seen in the church, oh God, God, that you wipe away those memories, oh God. You wipe away those doubts, oh God, and you cause them, oh God, to fix their eyes on you, Jesus. God, I pray, oh God, for family members in this place, oh God, that are bound, Lord Jesus, that are bound by addictions, oh God. God, that are hopeless, God, because they can't let go, oh God, of what they hold on to, oh God. I pray, oh God, that you help them to loosen their hands, oh God, to come to you, oh God, and to cling to you, oh God. God, it's only you that can set them free, God. It's only you, oh God, that can set them free from depression and from hopelessness, oh God. It's only you, oh God, that can give purpose to their lives, God. And I pray, God, that they would see you in us, oh God. God, that when we have the opportunity to speak, that we would not be afraid, my God. That we would speak the word of God with authority, oh God. God, to the people that know us best, my God. And I pray that they would see no part dark in us, oh God. They would see no compromise in us, Jesus. God, let them see the gospel lived out in our lives, God. Let them see grace and mercy, oh God. God, you have shown us mercy, God. You have given us grace, oh Lord. And I pray, God, that they would see that in our lives, oh God, that they would desire that for themselves, oh God. God, help us, Lord. Help us not to be condemning Christians, oh God. Help us, oh God, not to judge the way that they live, oh God. God, I pray that you would help us, oh God. God, to be your hands, God. To be your feet, oh God. God, to be your voice, oh God, calling them to you, oh God. God, help us, Lord Jesus, not to focus on what they may be doing, oh God. God, these are souls that you died for, oh God. You paid for them, oh God, so they didn't have to live in hell, oh God, for eternity, God. You paid for them, oh God, with your blood, my God. Help us, oh God. Give us a revelation of that, oh God. Help us, oh God. Help us understand the cross, my God. Help us, Lord. Help us to see, God. Help us to see them as you see them, oh God. My God, we cry out for compassion, oh God. Give us compassion, oh God, for family members that are not saved, oh God. God, in spite of the way they may treat us, oh God, help us, oh God, to continue to show them love, God. Oh God, you did the same for us, oh God, when we didn't want anything to do with you, oh God. God, you showed us mercy, God. You showed us mercy, my God. And our family members, oh God, were on your mind as you hung on that cross, God. God, it was them that you died for, oh God. It was them that you died for, oh God. God, don't let us keep that news from them, oh God. Don't let us keep the good news from them, my God. Lord, I pray that we would tell them, God. I pray that we would live it, oh God, before them so they cannot deny it, oh God. Oh God, I thank you. I thank you that you're going to save them, God. I thank you, God, for the testimonies that will come out of this night, oh God. God, I thank you, God, that the prayers don't end, oh God, once we stop here, oh God. God, that you will help us to continue, oh God. You will help us to be consistent, oh God. You will help us to be diligent on our knees, my God. To pray, oh God. Lord Jesus, to fast when you call us to, oh God. To trust in your word, oh God. To believe, God, that you are more than able to save them, oh God. To believe that you are willing to save them, oh God. God, we trust you with them, oh God. We place them in your hands, Lord God. And we give you thanks, Lord Jesus. Having seen nothing yet, God, even though it may be 17 years down the road, we thank you now, God, because you are faithful now, God. God, we thank you for what you're going to do, God. You are mighty, you are faithful, and you have heard our prayers, Jesus. We give you thanks in your name, God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Tonight we want to pray for those that are in financial straits, those that need a financial breakthrough, financial miracle. Here's someone, an anonymous request that was sent in. Please pray for me. I am under extreme financial distress and not able to pay my rent or bills. For God to provide grace, favor, and peace. Thank you. Here's another anonymous request from New York. My sister in Christ is going through the storm of her life. She has not been able to pay mortgage for 7 months. Please show her mercy, God. Here's another, I think this is a text message, anonymous. I'm in need of financial miracle. I'm a widow. I live alone. Sometimes it's hard to choose food or other supplies. Here's Amelia from Brooklyn, New York. I'm in financial crisis. Couldn't pay rent. I couldn't pay rent, so they are kicking me out in a few days with my child and animals. Please pray for me. We want to pray for Amelia for a miracle provision. Here's Marguerite from New Brunswick, Canada. Please pray for my finances. I need money for vitamins and food. Marguerite, I'm 89 years old. We're going to pray for Marguerite tonight in the name of Jesus for God's supernatural provision. Would you get into small groups of twos and threes, join together? And if you don't want to hold hands, that's okay. But join together with your brothers and sisters, those of you who are here in the house. And we're going to begin to pray for those that need jobs, those that need a financial miracle, financial provision. I'm going to ask Michelle, one of our intercessors, to come tonight and lead us in prayer. But would you begin to lift your voice all over this house? Those of you who are online, begin to pray for others tonight that God will meet their needs, and trust God to meet your need as you pray for your brothers and sisters in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord Father. We just worship you tonight, Lord God. Lord, we come before you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, my God, that you are so merciful, so compassionate, my God. Lord, we thank you that you are looking at the multitudes right now and you are filled with compassion, Lord God. Father, we lift up those that are in need of finances, Lord God, knowing that you are the source. You are Jehovah Jireh. our provider, Lord God. We have no other financial means but you, Lord God. We look to you, Lord God, because you own the cattle on a thousand hills, Lord God. You are rich in mercy, rich in grace, Lord God. Father, we ask you, Father God, to supernaturally, Lord God, provide, oh God, provide, Lord God. You see those that are at the end of their means, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for meeting the needs, Lord God. We thank you that you will not let one of them be ashamed, Lord God, or be thrown out in the street, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that you will show great mercy because we know that you are merciful, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. We honor your name, Lord God. We ask, Father, that you would supernaturally meet every need, Lord God, because you are the God who supplies our every need according to your riches and mercy. Father, we praise you, Lord God. We ask, Father God, that you will look to every need, Lord God, that not one will be left unmet, Lord God. Thank you for opening doors, Lord. Thank you, Father, for providing jobs, Lord God, where jobs are needed. Thank you, Lord God, for giving wisdom, oh God, and how to make money, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you will, Father God, provide, Lord God, provide. And we give you thanks, Lord God, in advance, Father, because we know that you hear us as we come in the name of your Son. We know, Lord God, that you are a good God, that you are a merciful God, and that you delight to do good, Lord God. And Father, those who call upon you, Lord God, will not be ashamed, Father God, because you are good and your mercy, Lord, endures forever, Lord God. We give you all the praise, Father, in advance, Father, for what you are doing even now, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, Lord God, and we praise you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Come on, you can give them thanks tonight. We're going to pray for healing tonight for those who need healing. So many have written in asking for healing, for prayer for healing. Here's Tom from Croton-on-the-Hudson, New York. Please pray for healing of 6-year-old Brandon who has second-degree burns on his feet. Thank you, Jesus. This person is asking, Tom is asking for prayer for Brandon, so we're going to pray for Brandon tonight. Here's an anonymous prayer request from New York. Close friends is 5 months pregnant with twins and having complications. Believing God with me for miraculous healing, restoration of the twins. We'll pray for them tonight. Please continue to pray for Taisha, who has breast cancer, and now the cancer has spread into the brain. The doctors have given her 3 to 6 months to live. So we're going to pray for Taisha tonight for a miracle in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Folks, so many asking for prayer. Here's someone from Florida, Umberto from Florida. Please pray for Pedro Frias, who has a critical health condition. His heart is failing. His answer is Jesus. He needs a miracle. Here's Horatio from Woodside, New York. Please pray for my colleague's child, Anne Marie, who is in pediatric ICU. Lord, have mercy on this family and let the child recover. Here's someone who sent an anonymous request. My brother has cancer. We just lost my dad in October to cancer as well. We can't lose my brother too. They're asking for prayer, desperate for an answer. Here's someone from New York, anonymous request. Please pray for A, who has been diagnosed with breast cancer, for restoration of health tonight. I'm going to ask Andrew, one of our musicians, to come and lead us in prayer for miracles for those who need a touch in their bodies. We believe in a God who is able to heal tonight, who is able to deliver tonight, who can work a miracle for you tonight. It doesn't matter what the problem is. Our God can work a miracle for you tonight in the name of Jesus. Let's lift our voices tonight. The same God who healed blind Bartimaeus. The same God who healed the woman with the issue of blood. The same God who heals, God, who heals tonight, is able to heal your family members in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus, we come before you. We know, God, that you have all power in your hands, that you created the universe, that you do miraculous things, God. Lord Jesus, just the same that when Peter was walking through and the lame man was healed and people started to praise God, and he said, why do you marvel? This is the God who created the universe, God. So it's an easy thing for you, God. It's not a hard thing for you to do to heal, God. So we come before you knowing that, God, and proclaiming that you are awesome. And then it's an easy thing for you to do this, God. So we ask you, and we come before you as children boldly, Lord, asking that you would heal this young girl who has 3 to 6 months to live, and she's been diagnosed with cancer, God, that you would do something miraculous in her life, God, that we would hear a praise report of a miraculous healing, Lord Jesus, and that not only would she get healed, but that people would get saved by the testimony of her healing, Lord Jesus, because it's not enough just for healing, God, because we know the ultimate healing is salvation. Lord God, that you would do these miraculous things, that you would restore anybody who is written into this website who is suffering from diabetes, Lord Jesus. It's people who are suffering from cancer, Lord God, that you would heal them in their body completely, that you would astound the doctors, God, that they would look at the reports, that they would look at the x-rays, and they could say, I don't know what happened. God must have done this. God must have done this. There's no way. God, we want you to have the glory for these healings, God. We don't want men to have the glory. We want you to get all the glory, God, for what you're going to do, Lord Jesus. We expect you, God, to do great and mighty and powerful and awesome things, Lord Jesus. We cry out to you right now, God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you in advance for the healing that you're going to perform for each one of the people who are asking for it tonight, God. Every single person who is desiring for a family member, God, for their own body, who is coming in on this stream, Lord Jesus, give them faith to believe, Lord Jesus, that you are the only true healer, whether it's through a doctor, whether it's through supernatural means, God, that you are the one who provides true and ultimate healing, however way you choose, Lord God. We submit to your sovereignty. We submit to your power, God. Give those people faith to believe, God, and patience to believe that you are going to do it in your own time, in your own sovereignty, in your own power, Lord God. Help us to submit to you, Lord Jesus, and we believe you for the miraculous. In Jesus' name.
Praise God. God bless you, Times Square Church. God bless you, friends. Let me read a portion to you from 2 Kings chapter 6. Starting at verse 15, it says, and when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? In other words, he woke up and he looked out the window and he was surrounded. The prophet and his servant were surrounded by the enemies of God. Chariots and horses, mighty men. He seems to be doomed. He cries out to the prophet, what are we going to do? What do we do? Verse 16 says, and he answered, the man of God, Elisha, answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And then he prays. In verse 17, it says, Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. What an awesome prayer. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. He began to see the hosts of heaven more innumerous than the enemies of God. Praise God for that. I don't know about you, but I want to pray with my eyes open. Not literally my eyes open, but I want the eyes of my understanding, the eyes of my heart to be open to the reality and the power of God. I don't want to come to God with one eye open and one eye shut. I don't want to come to him with the eyes of my understanding closed to the possibilities, to the power of his name, and come with a wimpy prayer, a whining prayer, a prayer of supplication without faith, a prayer that doesn't honor him. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I want my eyes to be opened, but I understand in this scripture that it's God who opens the eyes. It's not something I have to do in my own strength. I can cry out to God and in honesty say, God, I don't see things the way you want me to see them. Father, I'm not believing you the way you want me to believe you. God, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see you high and lifted up. I want to see you the conquering king. I want to see you the King of kings, the Lord of lords. I want to see you the God of the impossible. I don't just want to come with empty words. I want to see you. And God is so faithful that he hears our cry, just like that blind man that he took out of the city and he spit and he anointed his eyes with spit, a weird way of healing him. And he asked him a question. He says, how do you see? And the blind man said, in all honesty, he came out. He didn't try to pretend and put on a facade for Jesus. He said, you know what? I'm beginning to see, but I quite don't see perfectly yet. I see people, but I see them like trees moving. And praise God, we serve a master who touches his eyes again. And this time he saw perfectly how God wanted him to see people. And we serve a God who gives us a second touch and another touch. And even now, tonight, if we're not seeing the way God wants us to see, we can cry out to him in honesty. God, touch my eyes. Touch the eyes of my heart. I want to see things the way you see them. And I want to honor you with my prayers. Is that your cry tonight? That's the cry of my heart. In the Garden of Gethsemane, the disciples face something of a contrast. Here Jesus is fulfilling the very purpose of his mission to come and die for our sins, to die for man and humanity. And yet they're going through the darkest hour of their life. They see his suffering, they see his pain, they see his anguish, but they don't understand the joy that's set before him. All they see is the pain and the darkness of the hour. And everything within them is being challenged. Their faith is being challenged. Their hopes are being dashed. They had seen this man, this mighty man of God, this master who they believed to be the Messiah, walk right through a crowd that wanted to throw him off the cliff. But right now, he's allowing himself to be arrested, to be spit upon, to be bruised and beat upon. And their faith is being challenged. Everything they believe to be true, to be deliverance now, is being challenged. And I don't know how many of you listening tonight are being in that, or find themselves in that discrepancy and that disparity of sorts, that you know God is conquering, you know God is king, but yet you're looking at the circumstances, you're looking at the things around you, you're looking within you, you look at the failures. I imagine Peter looking at how he failed him, how he denied him, how he took out the sword and he was rebuked by Jesus telling him to put the sword back in its sheath. He wasn't doing things, even though he had promised God that he was going to serve him. He would go until death with him, for him, and he would die for him. And now he's seeing his fear. He's seeing his own frailty of his own heart. And I don't know how many of you are looking to that tonight, but Jesus, in the midst of the garden, turns to them and gives them an awesome, awesome statement. And he says, watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. In other words, Jesus is saying, listen, I know your flesh is weak. I know that your spirit is willing. And I know you can't do what you're called to do. So I'm asking you to just watch. Watch. Not just keep your eyes open, don't fall asleep. He knew they were going to fall asleep on him. He knew they couldn't wait an hour with him in his presence. He knew the frailty of their own flesh, but he was telling them something. Keep your eyes on me. Behold me. Look, I'm about to show you something I don't want you to miss. Keep your eyes open and pray. Pray with your eyes open. Pray with the heart open to what I'm going to do. Pray believing that even in the midst of your circumstances, unable to turn it around and glorify my Father in heaven, in the midst of your darkest hour, I'm going to shine a light that's going to blow your mind away. And I'm speaking to some tonight that are going through their darkest hour. You see defeat around you. You look within you and you see defeat. But God is telling you, keep your eyes open. Keep the eyes of your heart open. I'm about to blow your mind away and do the impossible in your situation and in your heart. Hallelujah. God is faithful. God says, I don't want you to enter into that temptation of fainting and forgetting and fretting. First of all, don't forget. He's saying, behold, look, keep your eyes open, watch. Everything that I told you that was going to happen is happening. I told you were going to forsake me. I said in the scriptures is written that the sheep are going to be scattered. I told you to look to the word, to the written word, and remember my spoken word to you. I want you to be anchored in the word. I want you to trust me. So keep your eyes open, because I'm building a trust in you that's like an anchor, that come the winds, come the waves, come the waters, come the floods, come the enemy like a flood. He's going to raise up a standard of his word in your heart, and you will not be shaken. open your eyes. Remember that everything I told you was going to happen is happening. Peter, I told you you were going to deny me. I even told you how many times you were going to deny me. I told you what time of the morning you were going to deny me. And you're doing, you're fulfilled. Everything that I told you was going to happen is being fulfilled. I told you the Son of Man was going to be delivered into the hands of evil men. He was going to be arrested. He was going to be bruised. He was going to be beaten. He was going to be crucified. Everything. I told you this. Why did I tell you this? So that you can believe in my word. Why did I tell you beforehand? So that you can trust me, that I know the beginning from the end. I'm the author and the finisher of your faith. I'm the one who began a good work in you, and I will be faithful to complete it no matter what you see in your circumstances. I know the big picture. I see the big picture. Nothing takes me by surprise. You may be taken by surprise, but I'm not taken by surprise. So we can surrender all of our questions, all of our concerns, all of our doubts, all of our fears, and trust in the word of God. He's faithful to bring it to pass. He says, don't forget what I've spoken into your life. Secondly, don't fret. Don't fear. I'm not asking you to do some great sacrifice for God. I'm asking you to keep your eyes on my sacrifice. Open your eyes to behold what I'm about to do for all of humanity. Open your eyes to see the great price that I'm going to pay for your victory, for your triumph. I'm not only doing this so that you can trust in me. I'm doing this. I'm paying the price so that you can triumph over every enemy of your soul. I'm going to a place where you can't go. You can't follow me, he told his disciples. You can't go where I'm going to go. You're not the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. You can't pay the price for the sin of all humanity. But I'm going to a place to prepare a place for you. Where I'm going to make a way so that you can be where I am, so that you could experience the victory that I experienced, so that you could experience the joy, the power, the conquering, keeping power of grace of God in your life, because I've paid the price for you. Keep your eyes open and look to the cross and see that all that you need is supplied at the cross. Everything you need has been purchased on the cross of Calvary. Keep your eyes on me, he's telling his disciples. Keep your eyes. I'm paying the price so that you can have triumph in your area of weakness, so that you can forgive those who have offended you, because I'm breaking the chains and the keys of death. I am taking the keys of death, and I'm allowing you to enter in to that place of victory so that you can say, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. I am paying the price so that you can come and bend your knee before me, before God, and say, not my will, but your will be done. I'm paying the price so that you can experience what true surrender is all about, so that you can call out to God and say, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Your kingdom come. Your will be done in my life as it is in heaven. Let it be done in my life. Hallelujah. Keep your eyes on me. Don't fear. Don't fret. Just keep your eyes on me. Keep your eyes on the cross. Keep your trust anchored in what I have paid and what I have accomplished on Calvary for you. And lastly, don't faint. Don't faint. No matter what you're going through, don't faint. I'm working about a testimony in your life. I'm making an open display of the enemy right before your eyes. It may seem that you're on the losing side, but you're on the hallelujah side. If you would just trust me, don't faint. I want you to see this. Don't miss this. Yes, it's a dark hour. Yes, it seems like we're on the defeated side. But listen, the veil is going to be rent from top to bottom. I'm making access for everyone, all that would want to call upon my name, all that are in need to come in to the boldly before the throne room of grace for a time of need. I'm about to blow your mind. I'm about to conquer the heart of a centurion, hard as rock. And he's going to say, behold, this man truly was the Son of God. I'm going to shake the earth. I'm going to cause darkness to come upon the face of the earth. You're going to see the Son of Man glorified in all his splendor and glory. And on the third day, I'm going to come out of that tomb conquering every key of death and hell, every lie, every weapon of darkness that has been fashioned and formed to bring your testimony to naught. I'm going to take it away from the enemy and give you a testimony greater than anything you could have ever imagined, anything that you could have ever fathomed in your mind. I'm about to blow your mind away with a testimony. Just hang in there and don't faint. Don't begin to focus inward and look at all your defeat and all your failures. Look to God who can conquer and who knows how frail you are and is going to work out a testimony in spite of our frailty. Don't look within you to find something of worth, something that you could offer God of value. There's nothing of value that we could do to earn his favor. He did it all for mercy. He wants you to see that. He wants you to see that when you pray, not to do some great sacrifice. Oh, I don't think he's hearing my prayer because I didn't get to fast the full day. I haven't fasted enough. I haven't sought his face. I haven't been in the word. My friends, it's not about our goodness. It's not about our merit. It's about his mercy and his greatness and his power and his willingness to work out a miracle in our life. Will you stand this evening? We're going to believe God. We're going to ask God to open our eyes as we pray, to make us people who pray with their eyes open, as it were. Not to limit him. Not to say, God, you've got to answer my prayer this way, and I'm going to give you a time limit. You better answer me before 10 o'clock tonight, or I'm not going to believe you anymore. No. God is God. God knows what he's doing. God knows how to work it out together for good for your life and my life. I can imagine the three Hebrew children that were threatened to be thrown in the fire. They could have prayed, God, quench the fire. They could have prayed, God, kill these men that are going to throw us into the fire. They could have prayed, God, change the mind of the king, but don't allow us to go through the fire. But God chose otherwise. God chose to step in the fire with them. And tonight you may be praying, God, get rid of this fire, get rid of this trial, get rid of this situation, take this person out of my life, take this situation out of my life, change this, change that. And God may say, no, that's not the way I'm going to work. I am God. And if I choose to step into the midst of your trial with you, you will see me glorified. And you will begin to praise me in the midst of your darkness, in the midst of your storm. You will begin to worship me. And those things that had tied you up are going to burn in the fire, but they won't be even the stench of smoke on your garment, because God is God. You may be asking God for healing, and he may say, not yet. There's something in your heart I want to do before us, that issue of your body. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There was a time when I was sick, and I was fearing death, and I wanted God to heal me, and God was saying, no, go to the doctor and get yourself checked. And I was like, that's not the answer I want to hear. But I remember that he told the lepers at one time, he said, go show yourselves to the priests. And at that time, those were like the doctors who could declare you legally to go back into your family, to go back into society. They were the ones who were going to examine your body. And it takes faith sometimes to go. I mean, maybe some of them didn't have insurance to go to the priest. Maybe they didn't have a way to pay the priest or to present an offering for even this presentation. Maybe they were thrown out and embarrassed by these priests and says, get out of here, get out of here. And they didn't want to face that again. Maybe they harbored bitterness against it. It took faith to go. Without seeing the healing, they obeyed him. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So God may tell you to do something, and he's after the issues of your heart. I praise God that he dealt with those issues of my heart. Now, I don't care. If I got to go to the doctor, I go to the doctor. I don't care what they do to me, do whatever, because I know where I'm going. There's nothing the doctor can tell me that's going to shake my faith or my joy, because I belong to God. Amen? Let's pray. Father, open the eyes of our heart, Lord. Open the eyes. Jesus, give us grace to look beyond the circumstances, to look beyond our Gethsemane, to look beyond our trial and our tribulation. You said it was going to happen. You said we would go through afflictions. You said many are the afflictions of the righteous. You said in this world you shall have no trouble. You shall go through many troubles. But you said be of good cheer, because you have overcome the world. God, we put our faith and our confidence in a God who has overcome the world. You've overcome the enemy. You've overcome our flesh. You've overcome the inclinations of our heart. You've overcome every opposition of the enemy. God, and we choose to praise you tonight. We choose to worship you tonight. We choose to surrender our needs before you and say, God, you are God. Answer however you want to answer. Lead us however you want to lead us. Do whatever you want to do in our lives, oh God. But let your name be glorified. Let your name be exalted. Make a testimony. Make us a testimony. Make our lives a testimony to the glory of your name. That, Father, we would be able to lift up the heavy-hearted. We would be able to lift up the downcast and say, listen, I was there, but God was faithful to me, and he'll do the same for you. In Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you this evening. Amen. God bless you.
Praise God. Would you remain standing just for a moment? We're going to pray for those that need deliverance tonight. Those that need deliverance. So many folks have written in asking for prayer for family members who need deliverance. deliverance from addictions and all sorts of other habits and struggles. Please, here's someone from Monroe, New York, who says, please pray for my two children. Pray to break their addiction to online video games. May they seek you, O Lord, and accept you in their heart. That's one. Here's another one, Joanne from Queens, New York, who, please pray for Michael, who at time contemplates suicide, so who is suicidal. Here's someone from the Bronx, New York, anonymous, who says, please pray for a young mother with two little boys. One of the children is cutting himself. And so they're praying and believing God for this mom and for this little boy. Here's an anonymous prayer request from Brooklyn, New York. Please pray for my son, A.L., who has not spoken to me in almost a year. He suffers from manic depression, deep-seated anger towards me and towards God. Here's Sasha from Brooklyn, New York. Please pray for my friend, J.C. He is battling depression and loneliness. And here is someone from Woodhaven, New York. Please pray for the Lord to heal and deliver a 14-year-old girl from cutting and wisdom for her parents. Tonight we're going to believe God for these in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Here's Linda from Gatineau area in Canada. Urgent. My daughter Tanya is 18 years old. She has always been unable to look or speak to people and children, extremely shy. She needs deliverance, and she loves Jesus. Praise God. So she's a Christian and struggling. And so we're going to pray for them tonight. Would you break up into groups of twos and threes right now? Let's pray for those that need deliverance tonight. Those that need deliverance. I'm going to ask one of our elders, Elder Jerry Hampton, to come and lead us in prayer tonight. But would you lift your voice in the name of the Lord tonight for these that need deliverance, that God will break the chains that bind, that they'll experience a breakthrough in their lives in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Lord, the Bible says that you came to undo the works of darkness. You came to undo the works of the devil. And Lord, we declare tonight freedom. Freedom from these addictions. Freedom from the bondages that hold. Freedom from the chains that bind up, God. Lord, we're asking for the freedom of the Holy Spirit, that you would move by divine power, by divine anointing, even now, God, as we pray. Every one of these prayer requests would know that Jesus is on the scene. Every one of these requests would know, oh God, that your arm is not short, that your eye is not dim to this, that your ear is not deaf. You hear and you see. Father, we ask in Jesus' name, God, as we declare freedom, that every request would know that Jesus has set him free. Lord, as we heard tonight, we don't fear, we don't faint, we don't fret, but we have faith. We believe in the Word of God. We believe in the mighty power of the Word of God, that the anointing is what breaks the yoke. The anointing of the Holy Spirit, you break the yoke that binds in Jesus' name. We call light on these areas. We call them into light in Jesus' name. Darkness, you have to flee. You have no hold any longer in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. By the authority of his name, the glory and honor and majesty of his name, we resist you. We declare freedom in the Holy Spirit of God. Oh God, set free. Set free now, Lord. New life, new courage, new vision in every heart that's crying out to you, God. Those that are online and those in this house, let faith arise to believe that Jesus, you are who you say you are, that you are the Son of Almighty God, and that you came to set free. You came to bind up and heal the brokenhearted. Those that are captive, you came to set free. We believe you. We believe your word to be true. And God, we thank you. We thank you now in Jesus' name. Let the joy of the Lord be our strength, new hope, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's give him a shout of praise tonight. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you tonight to receive your answer by faith, to receive your freedom by faith, to receive your healing by faith. The Bible says the just shall live by faith, folks. And I want to encourage you, like I encourage our young people on Friday nights, we don't live by our feelings. And so even if you praise him, you may not feel like praising him tonight. And I want to encourage you tonight, you're not faking it, you're faithing it tonight. You're faithing it tonight. You're not faking it, but you're faithing it tonight. As you begin to believe God, as you begin to praise his name tonight, we always start with prayer, but we end with freedom. We end with freedom because we believe, we choose to believe the report of the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. We choose to believe that the word of God is a greater reality than our present circumstance. We don't deny our circumstance, but we know God's word abides forever and he gets the last word. Hallelujah. We know we have the victory in him. Hallelujah. And so we're going to praise him tonight. We're going to worship him. I want to encourage you to do that tonight in the name of Jesus. By faith, receive your victory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I want to thank you for joining us online, for visiting with us. It was truly a privilege to stand together with you in prayer tonight. Please don't forget to send us your praise reports, your answered prayers. Send us selfies, video clips. We just love it. We just love knowing that you're out there and that you're with us in prayer. We pray and fast every Tuesday night here at Times Square Church, and it's for you, for God to work a miracle in your life. Tell your friends to join us online. They can go to our website and find out more about what God is doing. The Lord bless you tonight. The Lord keep you. Let him continue to shine his face upon you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and turn our cameras around to our congregation so that you can wave goodbye to those online. The Lord bless you. We love you. Again, the body of Christ here in New York City, standing together with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God.